Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Justine. I'm a trustee of VI Talk. I'm joined here by Dawn, who is also a trustee, and Hazel Groves, who we're interviewing this evening. Good evening, Hazel.
Hello.
Hey, Hazel.
Good evening. So Hazel, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your visual impairment, if you don't mind?
Yeah, certainly. So I've been registered severely sight impaired for about 4 years now, but I've been partially sighted my whole life. We all had childhood cataracts in our family, so I had surgery before I was a year old. Back in those days, in the 70s, the surgery was not so great, and so I've never had great sight. My sister's got the same condition, my mum and my youngest son as well. So VI-ness is quite common in our family.
Yeah.
So how do you manage day-to-day tasks? Do you cope very well with things? And do you have a guide dog or are you a cane user?
So I've only been a long cane user for about the last 2-3 years.
Wow.
I just sort of muddled along up until then. Managed not too bad at school, had support, so in for practical lessons like science and DT, and that would have a sort of support teacher in there with me. I went to New College Worcester for A levels.
Okay.
And then went to uni in Greenwich.
Excellent. Wow. What did you study at uni?
Law.
Oh, lovely.
Which is hard work.
You're a braver woman than I am.
Hard work.
Okay. So what do you like? How do you spend your time? I mean, you've got children, obviously, or how many children do you have? And your husband, I take it. And
yep. So me and Kev, we've been married for 18 years.
Wow.
I know. I probably need a medal for that. yeah, we've got two boys, one who's 15 who's doing his GCSEs this year, we hope. And a 13-year-old as well, both boys. Nice.
Excellent.
So you're a school governor, I believe, is that correct?
So after I had my when we got married, I was working as a legal secretary at the time, and then when Andrew, my youngest, was born, because I was taking him backwards and forwards to Great Ormond Street for his eye care, because he had to have the same surgery that I had as a baby, I gave up work at that point. And then when William started school, one of my friends at the time said, "Oh, she was a governor at the school, and they were looking for a parent governor." I was only working part time at the time and thought, "Oh well, I'll give it a go." And that was 10 years ago.
So wow, goodness. and how does that work for you, Hazel? I've known a few VI school governors, but how does that sort of work for you over the time? Because I guess things have changed over the 10 years and sort of evolved and things. So how has it worked for you in terms of your visual impairment and the other people on the kind of committee and things?
So actually, over the last few years, I think it's got easier. When I first started as a governor, a lot of the papers were sent to you as papers, as printed copies, which weren't always the easiest to access. But over the last few years, I've really moved to having everything electronic, which is so much easier because you can either increase the font or, you know, use screen reader to access it. It's much easier now. Same with a lot of the training. When I was a new governor, I used to go, it used to mainly be face-to-face training, which was fine if it was local, but sometimes it was difficult. There's this one venue they use for training near here, which is, it's fine, it's only about 3 miles away, but you can get the bus there, but you can't get a bus back because it's evening, the local
That's
bus.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Very good. So you've got to rely on people to give you a lift and that sort of thing, but now the school where I'm a governor, they use a lot more online training now.
Yeah, especially at the moment.
Exactly. But it's kind of a course where you read the material and answer the questions kind of thing. So you can do it at your own speed. You're not so rushed and as you are in a sort of a face-to-face training. So actually it's much easier.
Can you just explain a little bit about what a school governor's role is and what it entails?
Yep. So basically, school governors are there to sort of oversee the work of the head teacher. We don't run the school, thank goodness. It's basically just, setting the strategy, the overall strategy and ethos of the school, holding the head teacher to account for what they do. So I'm chair of governors at the primary school, so I have to do the head teacher's appraisal and that kind of thing. And also having oversight of the school's finances as well, making sure the public monies is being well spent.
Excellent.
And I believe that's led to part-time employment, is that right?
Yeah, so as I said, when I first became a governor, I was working part-time for a Christian TV station. Actually, it was quite an interesting job, but that move that was made redundant. So I was looking for something part-time. The trust I work for was looking for somebody to take on a clerking role. I went for that job but was unsuccessful. The local authority, they also provide clerks to governors. So I applied for a job working for them and was successful. So basically, when I'm chairing a meeting, I have a lady who works for us. She prepares the agenda, does the minutes, and is the legal advisor to the governors. So that's what I now do as a part-time job for some local schools.
Wow.
It's good because I can use the experience I had as a legal secretary. I always say the best thing I ever learned at secondary school was how to touch type.
Definitely, I think that stands for most of us, I think.
Yeah,
really handy. And when I'm typing the minutes for other schools, I kind of think, well, how would I want these minutes to look for my meetings? And I think I can use my governance experience to link in with the clerking as well. So it kind of complements each other, really.
Sure.
And it suits me too, because it's term time only work. It's part time. Apart from actually attending the actual meetings, all the other work I do in my own time, you have a time limit. So many days after a meeting to do the minutes.
Yes.
But generally you do it in your own time. So actually if you're having a really bad day and your eyes are really sore, you can think, well, actually, you know what, I can do that work tomorrow. Your deadlines are much more flexible, which actually suits me really well.
Excellent.
Advice would you give people who wanted to become a school governor? What would you say was the most important thing?
I would say, just go for it. Obviously I started off as a parent governor for the school that my kids were at, so actually I had an interest in that school and being part of that community. But that's not essential. The people are, the schools are crying out for governors. The most important thing is a willingness to support the school community, to ask questions. I'm a bit of a menace at my schools because I have constant questions, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And being willing to support your local community, and actually you get a lot out of it yourself. I've had training for safer recruitment and safeguarding and finance and that kind of thing. It can also help you. I mean, as it has, it's helped me into a job as well. So I know it's kind of, it sounds a bit corny, but it's great for your CV. There's so many good reasons to do it.
Absolutely. And I guess you're a great advocate, like within the school governor role, for kind of disability related issues as well, having that sort of link, if you like.
Yeah, and you know what, I have to say, I've not had any problem. I mean, I work, so I'm a governor at one school and I work in five schools. I've never had any problems with, the schools. They don't even, I don't even think half the time they remember I'm VI. I just get on with my job, and it's it's actually really nice to work in an environment where actually it's, you know, lots of clerks use a laptop to take notes. That's not unusual. You know, I've not come across any problems sort of being, you know, my VI has not been a problem for anybody. I've got one school that's a bit of a nightmare to get to because I've got to get a train and a bus, but someone just gives me a lift back to the station afterwards. It's just been amazing, really, that there's been no problems.
Thank you.
Excellent. And is it, what kind of equipment do you use while you're actually in the meetings? Is it a laptop with speech or magnification?
Yeah, so I normally, so I can use the laptop with magnification or with speech. I've got enough sight to use it with the magnification. So in the meeting, I tend to turn the speech off because otherwise I'm listening to the speech and I'm talking at the same time.
Yeah.
And because I touch type, actually, I don't really need to see what I'm typing when I'm typing.
Yeah, you can edit it after, can't you?
Edit it.
Brilliant. Yeah. And how does your family feel about you doing being a governor? I bet they're very proud of you, aren't they?
Yeah, I think my so when they were at primary school, they didn't really, you know, they didn't really. But when my oldest son went to secondary school, they were then looking for a governor at his school. I applied, and basically because I was a chair of governors by then, the school literally bit my hand off to join them. They were, you know, the secondary school to get experienced governors is always a bonus for them. Yeah. I think my oldest son was a little bit not sure how he felt about that.
No, ruins his street cred.
But I now work for the school now as their clerk because their clerk retired, and they couldn't find anybody, and they're like, oh, you could do it, Hazel. I'm like, yeah, okay, I will. So, because I still get to find out all the news at their school before the kids get to know. So,
and how has the situation with COVID affected your role?
So, actually, in some ways, it's made it easier because all the meetings are now online. We either use Zoom or Teams or whatever. That was a little bit of a learning curve to get used to those platforms, but actually it means I don't have to travel.
Always a bonus.
Sort of three of the schools I can walk to, which is fine, that's not so much of a biggie, but two schools I have to get the train to get to, and actually I don't have to go anywhere, I can stay at home.
That's very marvellous. Good. You know, it's great that it's flexible that you can do it on Skype or, on Teams or Zoom. You know, like it says on the actual travelling aspect of it, doesn't it? Which is good. It's very, very good. Brilliant.
Excellent.
I think a lot of the governors can't wait to get back to face-to-face meetings, and I don't blame them, but you know, actually, for a practical level, for me personally, it doesn't make much difference whether we meet in person or Zoom. For me, I don't really mind.
Yeah, it's great.
I know I touched on it a little bit before, but what advice would you give somebody? Because I know some people have probably never even thought about becoming a school governor. Where would they go to find out what schools need a governor?
So, I mean, obviously, if you've got kids at a school and they're looking for a parent governor, then they advertise within the school newsletter. But there's also a website called Inspiring Governance, where you can register your interest in becoming a governor. You basically, you say, you know, what skills you've got, then schools can then search for you when they're looking for looking for a governor.
Okay, that's useful to know.
Yeah. That's great.
I mean, I've, you know, as well as being VI myself, one of the schools I work for, we've got a deaf trustee who works for them. Okay. I work with another school where one of their governors is physically disabled. He's a wheelchair user. You know, there's really no barrier to anybody with any kind of disability to get into school governance.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Really positive.
Very positive.
Right, well, thank you very much, Hazel. That's really, really informative, and you know, it's great to see somebody who's got a visual impairment, you know, doing something positive and, you know, empowering yourself, really, isn't it? So thank you very much.
Yeah, It is. I think that's the one thing, actually. You know, it's something you can do where you're not mum, you're not that blind lady, you're a part of the team. Yeah. And actually, you know what, it's really fulfilling.
Yeah, I think that's very important, definitely.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you luck for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah.
Thank you.